Well, the subject of today's show is silver to gold. Phil Mayer, you experienced that going from silver at Lake Placid to gold at Sarajevo, and your brother got the silver standing there on the stand. It seems to me that the growth that you must have gone through from 76 to 84 must have been enormous. As you listen to that tape about focus that Colonel Adams talked about, the ability to relax and not focus on anything else but what you had to do, tell us, take us through how you learned to deal with that, the particular intense kind of focus you need to be skiing down a mountain at 100 miles an hour.
Well, first, I think about this as a youngster. I think as a youngster you have desires. For instance, I want to be, one of the best in the world in skiing. And you go to Europe, and I came out of the Northwest. We very rarely had icy conditions, and when you got on the World Cup circuit, that's all you had. I mean, they watered down courses, and so I struggled for a while. And a lot of it, was self-doubt, I guess. I'd watch other guys, Stenmark and Wenzel and Krejci and Gustavo and Pierre. These guys were all good on ice, and so if I go to a race that was icy, I'd look at it and say, well, let's see, there's seven or eight guys that are just awesome on an ice, so if I'm ninth or tenth today, that's going to be a good day. And, lo and behold, you end up 15th or 20th because there's a lot of guys behind you that think they can win. And so once I realized that you only control your own destiny. I think oftentimes you get caught up in, what kind of run is he going to have, or this guy or that guy, and you're spending all your energy wasting it on something you have no control over. And when I realized that the only person I really had to deal with was myself, and I only had to deal with what I could do, then I became consistently good on a regular basis. The other thing is I think you have to train. You have to train. You race the way you train. If you train at 90%, you can't race at 100%. But I think you have to set the limits, the bar in training. That's where you find out where your limits are, and then you can back off just a little bit to be consistent in competition, or you can take those risks as well when the Olympic Games roll around. But you race as you train, and preparation has to be the same day in, day out. Every race I prepared the same for. I never, just because it's the Olympics doesn't mean you can run higher, jump farther. It's just the Olympic Games. It's just another competition. You have to approach it just like any other competition, or I did anyway, I think, and therefore you'll stay within your element and you'll be successful. I think if you try to change things on that one given day, you're out of your element now, things don't come at you the same, and it's just it's not productive. And self-belief is everything, though. I think you control your own destiny.